Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's not the happiest week.
Yeah.
But it's the happiest of hours. Why? Because look, the baby Sean is home.
Hi, baby Sean.
Baby Sean is here.
Oh, hi.
Oh, he's got such a deep voice for a baby. Okay.
I'm the baby. Gotta love me.
Yay! Oh, I was going to say I'm not the mama, but I am the mama.
You are the mama.
Here's my point. This we did announce, because there's only one way to save democracy now, given the Supreme Court rulings
right.
And just the abject criminality of the J6.
And the
hearings.
General shittiness of everything.
Yes, the general fuckitude.
Yes.
Of the degree of fuckitude that we are in.
Oof.
You
ended a sentence with a preposition.
Well,
that's the worst thing that's happened all week.
Oh, now Chris is triggered.
That's the worst thing that's happened all week.
That's the straw that broke the camel's back.
Grammar Nazi. Whatever. Okay. Listen, Chris is more concerned about grammar than actual Nazis that are actually in our streets.
Sure.
Okay, here's my point. The only thing that will save democracy now, of course, is the Sexy Liberal Save Democracy Tour,
uh-huh.
Which was just announced for Chicago this week.
That's right.
September 24th, sexyliberal.com. Tickets on sale now. Boom.
Boom.
And so what is happy hour? It's Chicago-centric. We got Representative Jan Schakowsky and also Jill Weinbanks.
Yeah.
Because they're both Chicago girls and they're... I think it's a pretty good shack. They'll be at the Chicago Sexy Liberal there.
Yeah, share it an Italian beef sandwich.
Yeah, make sure if you come from Oak Park, you leave early. You know why? Because there's one thing you can't do in Oak Park.
Park.
Yeah, can't find no parking. This. All right. Frangel and I just made up a whole bar fight we had at the Billy Goat last time, which was completely fictional, but really entertaining.
Yeah.
And there could be a real one this time, because Angela in particular is really fucking ready to roll. She offered to just... blanket fight threats this morning, just for Roe v. Wade.
And there are no fight rules this time.
No.
Right.
Rings stay on.
Yeah, on behalf of Lady Ruby. Yeah, she doesn't even care. She's not going to get her rings off. She's going to be too pissed.
She's going to pick up that bean that everybody takes their photo in front and throw it at someone.
Yeah, and as she said, no one's shins are safe when Francis is around. Wear shin guards if you're fucking coming, man.
Francis can find your Achilles heel.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah. You send one of ours to the hospital. We send one of yours to the shin morgue.
Because that's the Chicago way.
It's the Chicago way. Okay. All right. Hey, happy hour, everybody. Enjoy it Chicago style.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs. A gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crow portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
We're not the coolest Hollywood people that know you. Probably the people that are doing the movie about you and are playing you are cooler. But anyway, good morning.
Good morning. You make me want to get up and dance. And I'm not even awake at this time of morning.
Right.
Yes, as evidenced by yesterday when you weren't here. Okay, let's not talk. Let's not live in the past. Can you move the cursor off the most beautiful face in the world?
She's not on camera.
Oh, okay. Well, it's just for me. It's right in her eye. Okay. Hi, honey. Are you watching Gaslit?
I watched it. I'm done watching it. And I'm annoyed by all the inaccuracies. But, you know, it's sort of funny. And it was part of being at the 50th anniversary was I did something for BBC at the Watergate Hotel. And I was in the scandal room, which is the actual room that the burglars stayed in the night of the burglary. And it brought back a lot of memories. Yeah. It was quite amazing.
I bet. Well, you know, I thought it was interesting. You tweeted, if Nixon had been indicted, it would have sent a message to future wrongdoers in office and created a precedent. It also would have been the right thing to do based on the overwhelming evidence of the facts. One of the things I thought was so interesting, I'd forgotten, Jill, in watching Gaslit, is that one of the major reason cited why Gerry Ford didn't win election is because he pardoned Nixon.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly. And it certainly was a reason I campaigned against him, in part. It's the wrong thing to do when you have clear culpability. You need to hold people accountable. And our failure to do that in a meaningful way, even though there was a legitimate impeachment going on, and he would have been impeached, but for, partly because your father's running mate went to the White House and said, if you don't resign, you will be convicted in the Senate.
Yeah.
So it was obvious that there was an alternative remedy then. But the message obviously hasn't gotten through to Donald Trump in the same way that he's committed charitable wrongdoing before. He was fined $2 million after raising $3 million, which means he came out a net profit of $1
million. Right.
And that's not enough. So now he's raised $250 million in a ripoff based on the big lie. And, you know, if the penalty isn't in excess of $250 million, then it isn't a penalty at all.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. Well, and you also made the same point that Judge Luttig did. On Twitter, you said what they almost did is terrible. What they may do in the midterms in 2024 is terrifyingly worse. That's the other reason. If he is not held accountable, this is clearly, and we're seeing it happening, these election deniers running and in some cases being elected, correct?
It is hard for me to imagine that people are still believing this, but I actually had a conversation with a college friend who has two master's degrees, very smart person, who actually believes that Donald Trump won the election.
Aye.
And I asked her based on what facts. And she said, because the Democrats cheated, because they manipulated the machines, they flipped votes. And I said, you know about the 60 lawsuits that said that's phony. You know about the Arizona ninjas who found more votes for Biden than previously thought. And she said, I don't believe any of that. Mm. So, you know,
that's
how
the difference.
Do you have
we've
an
said
argument?
It, we've said it over and over again. The one thing watching Gaslit that strikes me is how everybody was watching everywhere. We had three channels, and you and I have talked about this ad nauseum, that we didn't have Fox News, right-wing radio. They don't have a Goldwater now. I mean, you're right. There are no,
And there's no John Dean yet. There's no one to narrate the full story from start to finish. Someone who was on the inside, someone who knew what was wrong and was willing to admit it. But they've done a great job in the hearings of narrating it either through the questioner or through a series of videotapes that tell a narration of a timeline. So I think they've done a really good job. And you can see with almost 60% of Americans thinking that he needs to be indicted, that Trump needs to be indicted.
Doesn't that give you hope? And that 20 million people watched? I was saying by you know, comparison, 3 million people watched the Benghazi hearings, I think, and knew that right. was partisan BS. So that, it does give me some hope. You too?
It gives me some hope. And I think, yeah, it gives me hope. I think yeah. that we're in a place where as long as the Democrats are motivated to get out and vote,
right.
Democrats will win.
And I think one thing has remained true throughout time, and that is G. Gordon Liddy was deeply, deeply bat crazy. How he is depicted. You know, he hit on me on a radio convention once. That was super
No
creepy.
Way, yeah. really.
Yeah, you're a good-looking lady. What are you doing after that? I was...
Oh, my God. That would have been fantastic. You should have done something to go out with
right.
him.
Right, on a date and recorded it?
Yes, of course. Absolutely, without a doubt. Oh, my gosh, yes. It would have been amazing footage.
Right. So now
it would have been like Rudy Giuliani getting caught in the Borat movie. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Speaking of Lordy, there are tapes. Oh, my God, Jill, has there ever been so much documentary evidence, not just of the January 6th terrorists, but the, you know, Proud Boys and the Oath Keepers, and now Trump and his family, apparently. There's a documentary filmmaker that documented all that.
They announced this morning he's actually already turned over the footage at this point
right.
to the January 6th committee, that he was with them before and after the Ellipse speech.
You must feel so old-fashioned that there was only one tape on Nixon.
I know. It's true. But we had some pretty good ones. I'll say that.
Yeah.
And you know, but the crimes were not threatening our democracy in the way this is. They yeah. threatened the Department of Justice. They threatened the FBI, the CIA. And they threatened the moral compass for the nation. But this is actually threatening democracy. It's yeah. threatening the right to have your vote counted the way you cast it, not as the people who are Republican wish you would have cast. They're willing to just throw away your vote.
Yeah, and the parallels too to Watergate era, Jill, also strike me in that, you know, the people that, well, like G. Gordon Liddy, just like, you know, loyal to Nixon to the end, right? And the people that, the reporting this morning, I'm sure you've heard, is that they're getting ready to turn on John Eastman, that Trump is getting ready to throw John,
yeah.
which you look at any history and go, of course he is. He does it to everybody. What's John Eastman going to do is the question. Is he going to flip, do you think? Is he going to save himself?
You know, what could he do that would hurt? He is a lawyer who is in total disrepute because, let's face it, his theory was total nonsense. It had, even he, in a red line version, had said, here's the opposite, which is true. And so he knew that what he was saying was fraudulent. Donald Trump knew it was fraudulent because everybody else, including his own lawyers and his vice president, were saying, this is not a power that I have. I cannot do this. It's illegal. It seems to me that you can't get away with this continuously. So even if Eastman were to turn on him, it would certainly would help. I mean, that's everybody who turns is
yeah.
good. It's just, I wonder what happened to people like Pence. Why didn't he come forward? Why didn't he enforce mm-hmm. the 25th Amendment? When his own life was put in danger.
I keep saying this, Jill, why we've got to reset the bar for hero, because these are yeah. people that did the right thing because they didn't want to go to jail. I mean, you know, following the law should not be like, oh, right. what a hero. I mean, right. and you talked about the difference between how powerful live testimony was in Watergate. You know, if he's a hero, he first of all would have called the FBI, not Dan Quayle, and he would have testified during the impeachment hearing. Right?
Yes.
Or he should testify now. I mean, what do you think the chances are?
It's obviously not too late. If yeah. Mike, if Pence is listening,
and
take
he is.
Stephanie's advice.
Yes, he is.
Come in, testify.
He loves fart jokes.
Yeah. Don't you think that his counsel, Greg Jacob, was really powerful?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He moved me. Yeah. I was near tears listening to his testimony. And I was very proud of Pence for what he did in not leaving the building.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean that I don't hold him accountable for not having done something sooner or subsequently.
Yeah.
He had plenty of time to cooperate with the second impeachment. And
yeah.
so he should have.
Yeah. So we talked about the happy clappy part is 20 million people watched, you know, 60% of Americans think Trump should be criminally charged. I think this is amazing news in this political environment and media environment, as we talked about. But you wrote a piece called The January 6th Hearings Promise a Lot, How They Can Deliver and Why They Could Still Fail, just in case we want a little, you know,
great
sad trumpet. But you you say the committee will have to make clear, as I've long said, that January 6th was not an isolated one-day invasion, but instead a much larger constellation of coup activities starting long before January 6th, continuing to this day. If the committee cannot prove this overall conspiracy, it will fail. Equally important, the committee must show that the threat to our democracy is ongoing, as you and Judge Luttig have just spoken about. It depends in large part, you say, on whether the committee shows, as in Watergate, the Watergate committee did, what the president knew and when he knew it. And then you talk about the thing we always say, to be fair, Watergate didn't have to contend with Fox News, social media spreading lies. But you say it was also a bipartisan era when facts mattered and all news outlets had the same fact, and and when Republicans followed their oath of office. So that's, but it is, I think it's been compelling that it's all Republicans and Trump supporters so far that are testifying, don't you?
It absolutely is. To the extent that any independents or any Republicans are listening, that has to be very impactful, that it isn't Democrats. It is people who worked for Trump, who were loyal to Trump, who supported Trump, who ran his campaign, who advised him. Those are the people who are saying this is a total crock. Mm-hmm. And I think that does make a difference. And I do think that they have used more effectively than I would have predicted the videotape. Yeah. It has worked, and I thought that it wouldn't, but it is still true that live witnesses are more impactful. I'm looking forward to today and hearing Rusty Bowers, who's I haven't heard live testifying. I mean, I've read his contemporaneous memo. He's one of the few people who stood up to Trump at the time. Mm-hmm. When it happened, he issued a press release saying, I'm under pressure doing this, and that's the end of democracy if I give in to it.
Right.
But and then, of course, we also have Ratzenberger, who also stood up to him and wouldn't do what was asked. So, I mean, I think we have two very powerful witnesses and another witness also from Georgia.
Right.
The Georgia case looks like a slam dunk to me.
I was just going to, that was my final question to you. I'm sure you've seen this. Your fellow Watergate prosecutor, Nick Ackerman, said this is the one that will send Donald Trump to jail.
Okay, so,
but
yeah, it was not.
Yes or no? And isn't that also part of the January 6th supposed DOJ investigation?
Yes, all true. I mean, I think there are a lot of crimes, not just that one,
yeah,
that are slam dunks. I think the idea that has been focused on for so long now is, oh, you can't prove criminal intent. Baloney. You certainly can in this case. You have dozens and dozens of people who have told him what the truth is. There is no fraud in this election. You lost it fair and square. And yet he continued to perpetrate that lie to motivate a crowd to break into the Capitol, to try to stop Congress from doing its constitutional duty.
Quickly, do you agree with Nick? Is this what we hear today, the Georgia case, the Raffenberger call, is this what's going to send Donald Trump to prison?
I think that will, but I think there are many others, is my point.
Oh, she's extra happy clappy this morning. Hooray! All right. Love you, Jill Weinbigs. We're super long.
Yes.
Thank you. Huh. Thank you. My pleasure.
All right. Love you. You'll see
have
you
a good day.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Oh, we have just fine American music right. Every time. We have. Where is my Jan Schakowsky jingle? Rocky Mountain Mike, let's go.
Oh, boy.
Okay. Let's just say good morning to fine American, rocking congresswoman from the great state of Illinois, Jan Schakowsky. Good morning, Representative.
Oh, good morning. Good morning, Steph.
I have to tell you, I don't think I've felt the level of anger out there from our listeners. I mean, people in general from yesterday's hearing, just the pure raw emotion of watching these Americans whose lives were destroyed by this president.
It was just so painful. I watched that
ex-president.
Well.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to. Go ahead.
I mean, here's a woman who was, for years, I understand, trying to help just make elections go smoothly. She was just a stand-up citizen, helping people, and suddenly became targeted. And when she talked yesterday, she said, really, in many ways, her life was just ruined, and that of her mother. It's just incredible. And to have the president of the United States targeting her, really, it was a kind of terrorist attack, in a way, on her. And she's afraid to give her name to anyone. Then this is typical of the retribution that this former President Trump and his people and the hooligans who helped him out went after these innocent people. It's just painful to watch.
I have to say, Congresswoman, the only thing that gave me hope is looking all over Twitter this morning and even some of my listeners saying they have signed up to be poll workers. That, you know, hopefully the effect they're trying to have, the opposite is happening. People are so angry about what they saw yesterday that they're stepping up. Because you watched that yesterday, you're like, how are we going to get anybody that wants to sign up and do this patriotic work? And people are saying, in honor of Lady Ruby, I'm signing up.
My heart good, because I thought that if anything was going to discourage people from getting involved, this was it.
Yeah.
And it makes me so proud as an American that people are signing up to help.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for doing that.
I got to say, I don't care what the pundits say, Representative of the polls, I feel like there a blue tsunami could very well be building for the fall between Roe v. Wade, between common sense gun legislation, between everything we're seeing in January 6th and people's vote being suppressed. I think there is going to be a huge backlash. How are you feeling about it?
Well, you know, it's all about turnout. So if people are upset, and we had a briefing this morning on the consequences of getting rid of Roe v. Wade, of overturning it, which is not supported by the majority of Americans. The question is that going to be translated into the polls? And it seems as if it will. It really does change the calculation if people will actually go out and vote. We can win this election. I think we can win it on guns. I think we can win it on Roe v. Wade being overturned. And I think we can just the disgusting behavior of this last president and the harassment. That's too light a word, really.
Democracy.
Of ordinary Americans.
Democracy is on the ballot. That's why it's called Sexy Liberal Save Democracy Tour.
That's it.
Stay tuned for, there may be announcements. You never know, Jan. Representative, I mean. Okay. You said we already knew it was bad, but the January 6th committee continues to unveil new facts about Trump's relentless efforts to overturn the 2020 election and destroy democracy as we know it. I keep saying beyond everything else, that's what's on the ballot. Democracy. We can figure all this other stuff out. Democracy, we can't. We either have it or we lose it, right?
I think the actual pictures, the voices, the videos, seeing what has actually been happening, a lot of new stuff for people or things that they hadn't seen before or realized before are coming to light. I think that the committee is doing a fabulous job in making a presentation that everyone can relate to.
And thank you for bringing up, you had retweeted Bill Cresgrall and agreed when he said that Jenny Thomas actively conspired with Trump's lawyer to overthrow democracy while her husband, Justice Thomas, was heard election cases is one of the worst breaches of trust ever in our courts. Clarence Thomas must resign. And you agreed. I mean, I
agree with that. This is the law. And again, over and over again, we're dealing with What is the law? What is illegal behavior? What should be prosecuted? What should be punished? And certainly Clarence Thomas knew better and defied the law, and I think should face the consequences. Yes, I do.
Yeah, yeah. Speaking of guns, you had a tweet that just reminded me of this horrible, I don't even know what you want to call it, spinning wheel of these gun violence. You said 9 beautiful innocent souls were taken from us 7 years ago today when you tweeted at Mother Emanuel AME Church in Charleston, South Carolina. We must take a stand against white supremacy and racism. Let's honor the victims with action and close the Charleston loophole on in the gun legislation. And I thought, Buffalo, spin the pie wheel, Representative, and Buffalo's another Charleston, yeah. Right? I mean, it is just like you and then, you know, we go to Uvalde and you're like, there's another Sandy Hook. I mean, and it just, and spin the wheel and on we go. Do you have any confidence? I know things are feeling a tiny bit hopeful on some gun legislation. What are you hearing about the latest?
So what we're going to see, and the Senate is finally sending us something today that I think will be a really good thing. The Senate is going to be sending us a bill that deals with what we call the red flag law, mm-hmm. That says that there is an opportunity. It will encourage states to allow for these red flag laws. That means that people can report someone close to them to the police, and then it'll be adjudicated if they are going to likely be harmful to themselves or others. You know, and I think families are hoping they'll have that opportunity, that guns can be taken away from someone who might commit suicide or has threatened. And often there are signals beforehand. There's also going to be background checks for young people up to age 21. And what's the other thing we're going to do? We're going to also, the bill would,
I love when you shuffle congressional papers.
I know.
It makes me feel important, and that's the important thing.
This is important.
Boyfriend loophole.
Yeah. The boyfriend loophole. So, you know, right now, if a spouse has been convicted of domestic violence, then guns can be taken away. But now the boyfriend too. So if there's a relationship and that person has been convicted of domestic violence, that gun, that weapon can be taken away because, you know, women are often the victims of domestic violence turning into gun shootings and death.
Yeah, well, I applaud, because you're right, it'll save millions of women's lives, and I applaud any first step, as you know, weak as it seems to a lot of us, and how much more we need to do.
We need to do so much more. You know, there is no reason that assault weapons are legal in the United States of America. And you can kill hundreds of people and, you know, tens and twenties and in seconds. And we had an assault weapon ban during the Clinton administration, and guess what? It actually worked. There was a reduction.
You know, on anything you want done, Representative, as you said in the midterms, you want real gun safety legislation. If you want a woman's right to choose, if you want anything done about gas prices, as you tweeted, you said, this is ridiculous. For some reason, my Republican colleagues voted against lowering costs at the pump. It's nonsense and Americans deserve relief. Well, it's not ridiculous. Like, you know why it is, because they want the American people to suffer so that hopefully you and Joe Biden suffer at the polls in November. I mean, it's clear as day. $35 insulin, nope. I mean, nothing that helps Americans because they feel it will help Biden and Democrats, right?
But they're loving the increase in inflation. But the problem I see with this is that we're not looking at what is the major cause, and that is that we are seeing price gouging at the pump. We're seeing price gouging at the grocery store. At the pharmaceutical companies are doing that too, taking advantage of a moment to raise their prices. We know that record profits are being made. Stock buybacks, raising the salaries of CEOs and increasing the dividends to the shareholders. This is not the time for that.
Yeah.
We need to, and the president needs to, and Americans need to call on these big wealthy corporations to say, come on, you know, serve the American people and stop raising your prices. Of course, by the way, we are seeing the prices go down a bit at the pump, but it's clearly not enough.
Yeah. I also, again, gave me a little bit of hope. You tweeted, no better feeling than being asked by a group of eighth graders about the status of Roe v. Wade and gun safety legislation. The next generation is energized and has had enough. I mean, this is why you can vote with a gun permit in Texas and not a student ID. They know that they've lost the generational battle, right? I mean, the next generation, you look at the David Hoggs out there and the kids that can vote now. I mean, that's got to give you some hope.
Absolutely. I mean, we're looking to the young people to lead us. David now is old enough to vote and to get people out to vote. But, you know, we are seeing students everywhere who are involved also in climate issues. You know, we need to follow the kids. They are heading in the right direction, and that is very hopeful for the future. But in the meantime, we want to make sure that young people, young voters, or eligible to vote are actually coming out.
Yeah.
We aren't seeing enough of that right now, but everything is at stake for them. This is their century. They need to come out to vote. So I'm looking to those young leaders.
Yeah, no, absolutely. That we've been talking to, what's his name? Young Victor, who co-hosts the podcast
Sheet.
With, Jill Weinbanks has written a lot of pieces about that. Representative, but that you're right. We say it every time. They don't vote. And we have got to figure out how to change that, how to get them registered, how to get them energized, because you're right. I mean, you know, you have people like Mike Lee on Fox News with a graphic behind him showing in the high 80s everything that's in this gun bill that Americans are for. High 83% for this, 84% for, you know, red flag laws, 65% to ban assault weapons. And he's asked, like, why are you so out of step? And he's like, oh, well, the American people don't understand really what they're asked. I mean, just condescending to the, I think the American people understand very well all these components of the gun bill. Don't you?
I'm anxious for that. We have like 90% for universal background checks, which of course the House has already passed, and they will not. Imagine that.
Yeah.
Not even asking that people be registered to vote. I mean, to have a gun, to have a background check.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. I got to say it, this midterm has got to be about the majority is tired of being ruled by the minority. We are the vast majority of sane people in this country. So let's get 100 more Jan Schakowskis.
Yes.
Let's do this, people.
Bam.
Sane people vote.
There you go.
Our mantra, yes.
Yes.
If all sane people vote, we win the elections. We save our democracy.
Yep.
We save ultimately our right to choose and control our own bodies and to get guns under control. Yes, we can do it all.
Pop quiz.
All
is every awesome woman in America, Oprah Winfrey, Michelle Obama, Jill Weinbanks, Jan Schakowskis, is every awesome woman in America from Chicago?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
That's right. Chicago women. Yes. Power women.
Love you. See you next time, Representative.
Love you.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye. There she goes.
That's right. Love her.